Once upon a time, such a long time ago that no one really can tell you the exact year, there lived three bears in a forest. Now, they didn't live in a cave like you might think. Oh, no. They lived in a lovely little house all their own. It was painted white, and the roof was a thatch. One of the bears was a great, huge bear, who was the father bear. Another was a middle-sized bear, who was the mother bear. And there was a teeny tiny bear, who was the baby bear. Every morning, they always sat down to a nice meal of porridge, which was similar to the hot cereal we know today. And they each had their own bowl. A little bowl for the baby bear, a middle-sized bowl for the mother bear, and a great, huge bowl for the father bear. This one particular morning, the mother bear let the porridge stay on the stove too long, and as a result, it was so hot, they couldn't eat it. The day was lovely, so they decided to take a walk and let the bowls of porridge cool off a bit. Off they went into the woods. While they were gone, along came a little girl. She was very lovely, and because her hair glistened like spun gold, everyone called her Goldilocks. She was out for a walk, too, and as she came around a bend in the path, she stopped. For there in front of her was this cute little house. I wonder who lives here, she thought. She knocked. She knocked again. Then she knocked a third time, very loudly. But nobody came. Then, without ever stopping to think that she had absolutely no business to enter where she was not invited, she pushed open the door and peeked in. It was a charming cottage, but what caught her eye was a table, and on that table were three bowls of porridge, the great huge bowl, the middle-sized bowl, and the teeny tiny bowl. Now, she had worked up quite an appetite from her walk, so she picked up a spoon and tasted the porridge in the great huge bowl. But it was so hot, she almost burned her tongue. So she tasted some out of the middle-sized bowl, but it was just too cold and icky. Then she tasted the porridge in the teeny-tiny bowl, and it was just right. So she ate it all up. Now in the room she saw three chairs. A great huge chair, a middle-sized chair, and a teeny-tiny chair. Goldilocks sat down in the great huge chair. Ugh, it was too hard. Then she sat down in the middle-sized chair and, whoops! It was so soft, it was like sitting on a huge marshmallow. She looked at the teeny-tiny chair and decided to try that one. And do you know what? It was just right. But no sooner had she made herself very comfortable than there was a crash, bang! And Goldilocks found herself dumped right on the floor. The teeny-tiny chair had broken into a million teeny-tiny smithereens. She picked herself up off the floor and wandered into the bedroom. There she saw a great, huge bed, a middle-sized bed, and a very teeny-tiny bed. After her long walk and the nice warm meal, the sight of the beds made her realize she was very, very tired. She thought, how very nice a nap would be. So she lay down on the great, huge bed. But oh my, it was so hard she thought her back would snap in two. Then she tried the middle-sized bed, but it was so soft that she sank down into it and almost disappeared from sight. That will never do, she decided. I might smother Kate. At last she lay down on the teeny-tiny bed, and it was just perfect in every way. So Goldilocks curled up under the covers, closed her eyes, and soon fell fast asleep. After some time had passed, the three bears who lived in the house came back. The great huge father bear, the middle-sized mother bear, and the teeny tiny bear. They walked into their house, all ready now for a nice bowl of porridge. But when Father Bear started to pick up his spoon, he saw there was porridge all over it. Now he had a terrible temper. And when he saw his porridge had been tampered with, he turned and roared in a voice so gruff, he almost scared the other two bears out of a year's growth of fur. Somebody has been tasting my porridge. Other two certainly had no idea who it could have been. And when the mother bear looked in her middle-sized bowl, she saw the same thing. And in her middle-sized voice said, "Somebody has been tasting my porridge." Then the baby bear looked in his bowl, and his face grew as sad as a little boy who had just dropped his ice cream cone in the mud. He whimpered in his teeny tiny voice, "Somebody's been tasting my porridge and they ate it all up." While the mother bear was comforting the baby bear, they practically jumped right out of their skins at the sound of the great huge bear's voice. "Somebody has been sitting in my chair," he roared. Then the mother bear looked at the squished down pillows in her middle-sized chair and said in her middle-sized voice, "Somebody has been sitting in my chair." Then the baby bear caught sight of what had been his teeny tiny chair, and he almost burst into tears. "Somebody's been sitting in my chair and they broke it all up." They were so very puzzled, and by now the bears were sure that something mighty strange was going on in their little house. Ever so quietly, they tiptoed into the bedroom. When the father bear saw the covers on his great huge bed all rumpled up, he got so mad that steam started coming out of his ears. He roared even growlier than before, "Somebody has been sleeping in my bed." The mother bear didn't need a brick building to fall on her to see that her middle-sized bed was all mussed up too. She ventured to say in her middle-sized voice, "Somebody has been sleeping in my bed." The baby bear, in the meantime, went over to his teeny tiny bed. And what he saw amazed him so that he could hardly find his teeny tiny voice. "Somebody has been sleeping in my bed and that somebody is still in it." The three bears gathered around Goldilocks, sleeping peacefully, unaware that she had been discovered. The great, huge father bear, the middle-sized mother bear, and the teeny, tiny baby bear all took a deep breath and growled together, "What do you think you're doing here?" The noise woke Goldilocks up with a start, and you can imagine how she felt when she opened her eyes and saw three bears snarling at her. Well, she was so terrified that she leapt out of bed and started running. She was in such a hurry that she didn't even bother to use the door, but instead jumped right out of the window onto the ground, threw the mother bear's favorite petunia patch, knocked over the father bear's honey jug, and kept right on running through the forest, down the lane, and back home as fast as her legs would carry her. And I'm sure Goldilocks never meddled with somebody else's things again, especially without permission. Would you?